Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning my guest is Sam Roberts, who's from Houston, and he's a major retailer in Houston. The name of his store is Roberts Carpets and Fine Floors. Sam, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Nice to see you, Kemp.
Yeah, it's nice to be down here in Naples, around by the pool at the Ritz-Carlton. You're down here, and I'm down here because of the National Floor Covering Alliance, or NFA, meeting. I wanted to focus a little bit on your business. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Roberts Carpet and Fine Floors in Houston?
Well, we're a better goods retailer. We do carpet and a lot of hard surface. We've been 60%+ hard surface since we started in 84. We have 8 stores, 1 store to the trade, and we'll be opening a new one in the spring.
Okay, and this new one, it's actually an old Circuit City store that you've bought the real estate and you're converting, and you're going to use most of it for the flooring store, and then also maybe have another tenant or two in there. Is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I normally do. It's a Circuit City building, 23,000 feet and change on about 100,000 feet of land. It's a fabulous location on a major freeway in an area I've been looking to buy for about 3 years.
And you actually have been wanting to go there because it was a gap in your coverage of the marketplace, right?
Yeah, that's correct. There's a large better goods demographic there that I've wanted to service for quite some time. Just haven't found the right location. It's very difficult to find a premium location there at any price.
And when you look at the greater Houston market, I mean, you've got stores that are all the way down to Galveston, is that right?
Well, actually, to Clear Lake, which is, of course, where NASA, the Space Center, is, which is still maybe 15, 20 miles shy of Galveston.
Okay, and you think we talked a year and a half ago or so, we did a Floor Daily interview right after that hurricane hit, and you were actually impacted by that, unfavorably with some damage to your stores, but I guess favorably when it comes to some business to fix some of the damage, right?
Yeah, I think that's reasonable to say that that's true. The store that would have benefited the most was the store that was damaged the most. We got $3 million worth of damage in a 120,000-foot building, 41,600 feet of which is a Roberts Carpet and Fine Floor store.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about the market now. We know that this is a very weak economy right now. Tell us about selling on the upper end in the Houston area.
Well, I'm a better goods guy. I've always been a better goods guy. But the market has, you know, significant challenges right now everywhere, and in Houston as well. And I think business is down significantly for most folks. The market for the greater floor covering market is down. We're about even for the year, which is actually reasonably good. And in my better goods lines, Kerastan and my Stainmaster material, better goods Stainmaster Ultralife, I'm up pretty significantly.
Okay, and you talked a little bit about carpet, and you said that you say it was 60% hard surface, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and so you sell solid hardwood, engineered hardwood, ceramic tile, and sheet vinyl, LVT, the whole gambit?
We don't really do resilient very much. I'm not really a vinyl guy. I haven't took it out of my stores 15 years ago. We do a lot of hardwood, mostly engineered. We also do some very high-end custom, and it's bladder satining and wooden marble and stone inlays and things of that nature on the high-end custom side, and we do ceramic work as well, of course.
And do you do rugs?
Yes, we do. We've got 3 rug galleries, and we have a really significant number of rugs, mostly hand tufteds and hand knots, and really enjoy them. They're quite beautiful, and I think they beautify the stores.
Well, I'm encouraged to hear that your sales in 2009 will be flat with your sales in 2008. That's good to hear. So you must be doing some things right.
I don't know. I'm never gratified by flat sales. So trying to evaluate where I'm going relative to what other people are doing has never been something I've been terribly interested in doing.
Well, let's talk about advertising for a minute. Since you've got such a good saturation in that marketplace, you do a lot of advertising in Houston, don't you?
Yes, I certainly do.
Okay. And when you advertise in a market like Houston, is it in the newspaper, or what's your best vehicle for getting traffic?
We primarily do television. You know, like everybody else, I'm always looking to try to figure out how I should be advertising. We're trying to make significant developments forward in our internet work. But we advertise primarily on television. We're on the back of a major magazine there, and we have the back cover every month. Television I always do because I think it's obtrusive. You have audio and visual, and so consequently I like to try to be as impactful as possible without making a fool of myself on TV.
And when you advertise, are you building your brand, or are you offering a special?
Yes. I always want to have a promotional element to my advertising, but I never beat people over the head with it. I think the institutional part of it over a period of years is terribly important, and I never neglect it.
Okay, let's move to this meeting for a quick second before we run out of time. You used to be president of this organization, I guess, right before Jeff Mako. So, you know, recent past president, what do you get the most out of being down here with the NFA?
Well, I'm going to give you a different answer than anyone else will, because what I get the most out of it is I get to see my best friends in the industry, which is always, the older I get, the more important that becomes. But we absolutely exchange ideas, and I've got some very good friends here, and we talk about what we're doing advertising-wise, what we're doing merchandising-wise. We deal with the most important vendors in the industry on a one-on-one. I like to talk directly to the decision-makers. We make quick decisions in that way. And I can find out the best ideas of what's going on in the industry because the brightest minds in the business are here.
You know, I can tell by looking at you. You're one of those guys that found something you love to do and you don't really work a day in your life, do you?
Yeah, I mean, I think amusing yourself, there's almost nothing more important other than making a contribution to people you care about. But absolutely, I think it's very, very important to have a passion for what you do, but also to enjoy what you do and try to make a difference for yourself and other people. But the big thing is, I just like to enjoy myself and amuse myself. And if you're not doing that in business and you're only doing that at home, you're losing a great deal of your life being in misery, and I just refuse to do it.
All right, Sam. Well, it's great to catch up with you here down here by the pool at the Ritz-Carlton in Naples, Florida. We've been talking to Sam Roberts, who is the owner of 8 Roberts Carpets and Fine Floors, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.